The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hi. Hi. Riggins, did you try my hot nuts?
Yeah. They weren't as hot as I thought they were going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I got a fan under my desk. Keep cool.
Hot nuts.
Your neighbor is a snack representative person.
She's a food broker. So The vendors send her all this food for her to sell in Harris Teeter or Publix. So she has meetings with the grocery stores and says, try these. I'd like to sell them in your store.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Try roasted chili, unless you have a Spanish speaking and it's chile. Mm. Chile and lime pistachios. Now, I love a pistachio.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I like soft nuts.
Yeah.
Pistachios, cashews.
Oh, cashews.
Other various soft nuts.
Yeah.
Other various.
Those are the only two I can think of right now. So this morning, Lindsay is showing me, when I got here, all of the stuff that she got from her neighbor to bring in here for snacks. And she goes, and I got these peanuts. And she goes, look at this. Look at this obnoxious size of these peanuts. Who in the world would ever have that many peanuts in their house? I said, well, that's the size that we keep in our pantry of peanuts.
I was like, oh, like well, some people like that.
Well, what's funny is before that happened, Lindsay came in with that big jar of peanuts. She goes, I mean, look at this ridiculous canister of peanuts. Who would eat all these peanuts? And I said, a TJ would.
Yeah. I was like, well, good. Glad I brought them.
I think he would definitely eat all those peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jody gets that big Planters can at BJ's or Costco or one, I don't know which one.
Yeah.
And then when it's empty, we use it as a bathtub.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
When you put peanuts in your hand, loose peanuts like that, do you shake them in your hand first before you throw them back?
Yeah, because it gets in between, you know, it gets in your fingers, in between your fingers, so you got to shake them to the palm of your hand so you can make it all in your mouth. Mm. And that's... I would say maybe 8 out of 10 times that I do that, I drop a peanut, at least one on the floor. Same with popcorn. This tiny mouth of mine is so hard to deal with things like popcorn and peanuts.
You have to eat one kernel at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard life having a small mouth. Know.
And Jody will look over at me and it's like this disgusted look when we're eating popcorn, watching TV, and she'll look over at me and go, you have popcorn all over you. Like, animal.
Like a slob. Mm.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. But handsome husband Michael likes those peanuts too. So, Jody, if anything that he likes, it gets kept in our house.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his favorite food? Does he have one that he could eat endlessly? Or is it bar food like his wife, Jenny?
No, he loves country cooking.
He does.
Yeah. Mm. He loves, I think his favorite time whenever I'm cooking stuff, when they come over on Thursday nights, is when I do breakfast food at night.
Okay. Mm.
It's because I do pancakes and hash browns and gravy and all bacon and stuff. And he makes himself sick on it.
Does he really?
He eats so much.
Mm-hmm.
I love a Brenner.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he likes when we do roast in the crock pot and things like that. Mm-hmm. He was raised, you know, in the country and stuff.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Where mm-hmm. is he from?
Yeah. And every time he's talking about how much he likes it, and I say, I can tell you how to teach you how to cook this. Oh, no, I don't care about that. I don't want to have to cook it.
Same. I just want to eat it.
Yeah, but I wasn't insulted, Lindsay. About you making fun of people who would have a can of nuts that big.
Oh, good. Yeah, and good.
Just calling this white trash and gluttons.
I'm glad because I don't want them to go to waste.
Yeah.
I have a lot of nuts at my house from her, so.
And she doesn't, she's just a middleman person. Like the companies hire her mm-hmm. to get their products in the stores.
Mm-hmm. She works for a food broker.
I know. Yeah. I was asking her, I was like, how do you get involved as a food broker? Like, what an interesting job.
So it's a brokerage you know, yeah. she's employed by a food brokerage. Yeah. Now, I mean, who even knew that was a thing? But yeah.
I think my friend, that may be what he does, because he always had the same situation. We coached Little League together. But I thought he was a rep for that Utz Snacks company because he had a lot of their products and all. But I'm thinking now he's probably a food broker.
He probably is.
Does she ever have to go into the stores and make sure that, like, that if their product is supposed to be an end cap, that mm-hmm. they get an end cap and yep. all that? Yeah, then that's what he does.
Mm-hmm. And some brokerages have merchandisers separately, but hers is a small company, so she kind of does it all.
Hmm.
Yeah. But it's kind of wasteful because these companies send so much product and she just has tons and tons and the expiration date isn't mm-hmm. forever, yeah. you know, so she'll just pass them out to our neighborhood. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, is she the one you said that's a friend of yours that slept her way to the top?
No.
Oh, that's not her?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't know which one you're talking about, but it wasn't her.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
Sleeping my way to the top.
Somebody, yeah.
Sleeping my way to middle management.
Yeah, no.
I'm the top of the nut empire.
Yeah. But I do help her once a year at the Charlotte Convention Center. It's a food trade show. And when I go help her for a few hours, I get bags and bags of food. I can't wait to bring in the snacks. You're going to die.
Of like super interesting foods that you've never seen before. I mean, even those pistachios, like most people probably haven't seen those on the store shelves. That's kind of a wild product.
And they're probably pricey.
Oh, I'm sure at least $6.99.
Because, you know, pistachios that are already shelled.
Yeah.
You
know. That's a premium product.
Oh, it's like 1st of March. You're going to die. Once you see all this stuff.
Yeah.
Just bags and bags.
Trying to convince people to like, we got this new product, new food item. I bet you could stack up, just fill up
there. And you know I love a free food item.
Yeah, right.
Will she let you make a video of like a haul that you got from helping the food broker, the food broker that we could put on our stuff?
Yeah. And then I'll come in here and line up everything. You would be shocked at how much stuff. It's like $1,000 worth of.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
And how much of it you think Rob would eat if it's the out of the ordinary stuff?
Probably $1 worth of all that.
Did you finish off those white chocolate covered Oreos that she brought, Rob?
No, I only had 3 yesterday.
Oh. Oh.
Just three.
Yeah, I mean, 3 is not a lot, but
he said of them.
He was usually when you say only, you figure one is going to come out of that. I only had one of those.
Yeah, I only had three dozen.
I only had one sleeve of those.
Yeah. More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Lindsay's got a big day today with the queen, my queen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, they're meeting at some frou-frou little coffee shop or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some kind of bullshit.
We're going to do some social media stuff.
Oh, cool.
/ just hang out and have a holiday festive coffee.
Yeah.
Sounds more
OnlyFans VIP.
Right.
That's social media, you know.
Yeah. And if they have some Baileys, might be putting that in my coffee. We'll see. We'll see how the day goes.
It's a working coffee.
I mean, we might go shopping. I don't know. Jewelry stores down there that I want to hit up.
Right. Oh. Jewelers on Main is down there. Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. In Mooresville. Now, Riggins, any other day, Lindsay's looking at the clock and going, I got to get back and get the kids from school, and I got to do this and this. Jody says, whenever you get finished, you want to meet me down here? She's like, I got all day. Yes.
Yes. I want a party. Mm-hmm. I want a party at 9:15.
Got to make time for Jody.
Yeah. I actually would love to stay down there as long as possible so that I could eat lunch at all these great spots you tell me about. But I got to get the kids, obviously, from school.
Yeah.
Dang those kids.
Dang, I know.
They pesky. Can be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Kids. Mm.
Cause is there a hamburger place or a barbecue place? Yeah,
there's all kinds of stuff. The burger place that you've heard about is called Bay's Burgers.
That's it.
Yeah, nationally recognized.
It's good. Yeah.
And then the barbecue spot, or No.
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, too
there's
many.
One. There is one there called Big Tiny's Barbecue.
That's it.
That's one.
There's a pizza place.
But there. I don't ever refer to restaurants or bars as spots, so I didn't really know what you were talking about.
Oh, sorry. don't want to say the spot. Mm.
Yeah, that pizza place down there that you told me about, that's real good stuff, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Them's real Italians. Them ain't New York Italians or New Jersey Italians. Them is Italy Italians.
So you know the real deal.
I went in there, ordered a damn margarita, and I thought I was going to get, you know, a tequila lime drink, and they gave me a pizza with basil on it. I was like, what the hell is this shit, amigo?
Oh.
Basil. Well. Damn man eating basil.
Yeah. You just pulled that right off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course.
But yeah, that's it's good. And then, you know, they've been trying to build up the little downtown area with little nice shops and things for a while.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a good time.
Mm. So y'all, you keep her out all day if you can.
I'll keep her out till I got to go get them pesky kids.
Boo.
Tell her to go get them.
I know. She would too. That's the.
Mm-hmm. Delilah would go with her, but I don't think Brooks would. He'd be sketch. He thinks she was sketchy.
You just gotta like tape his mouth shut. Just I'm just kidding.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I don't post this on Instagram now.
All right.
Just talking about kidnapping children.
No, no.
So you're gonna leave a note for Santa to take him back to the North Pole with those elves?
Yes. Do not send back.
Is there one kid that's much more of a troublemaker than the other one?
Brooks was that, but, and I'm not just saying this, TJ told me when he is 3 or almost 3, he's going to switch like that and be the sweetest kid, and it happened.
Really?
He's 3 in February, and I'm telling you, last month or maybe a couple months ago, he totally changed. He is the sweetest. I was getting ready to go to this event the other night. He comes in my bathroom and said, Mom, you look beautiful out of nowhere.
Wow.
And I just start, I'm like, Kyle, did you tell him to say that? And he didn't. He is so sweet now.
Mm-hmm. Well, our son was that way. He was, you know, Regans, you've heard the stories. He was so bad that Jody would be in the kitchen, and when she would hear him get upstairs, she would just cringe and just freeze until he came downstairs to just see where he was going to be in his mood.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be like, ugh. Or he would wake up while she was down in the driveway with Lainey, because Lainey was in kindergarten, I think, and helping Lainey get on the bus and everything. And she'd be talking to our neighbor, and all of a sudden you hear, and Jody would just stop. She'd have her back to the house, and she'd go, is that him? And the neighbor would look up and start laughing and go, yep, that's him. And he's just staring out the window and knocking on it like a little demon child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knocking on it, and then waiting for him to look up there, and then he would just start waving.
Guess who?
I'm up.
Like Chucky.
Top of the morning.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Yeah.
It's true.
But then one day, he woke up and she said he came downstairs and she was frozen. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know, and which is a shame, you know. And well, he said, good morning, Mommy. And she said, well, good morning. How are you? He said, I'm fine. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
And he was sweet from that moment on.
Mm-hmm. It's like something just hits.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Delilah's sweet, but he is just precious.
Yeah. Delilah's sassy, though. The girls can be a little sassy, and they're sweet, but they've always got something going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like on your nerves a lot of times because they're just always talking. Now, my precious angel daughter wasn't like that at all.
Yeah.
Never. Never, ever.
Never. Like, Delilah would have said, Mom, you look beautiful like me. Like, you know, that's what she would say.
Yeah, Lainey would have said, Mom, you look beautiful. Now, watch my show. And then she'd start singing, and then this is why, you know, can you put makeup on me? Put makeup on me so then I can go and do my show. And
It's about
that kind of stuff.
About them, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, she gets it on us, I guess, for me. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Look at my show, guys.
You're still doing it.
It's my show.
The Lindsay Show, mm-hmm. 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kyle gets tired of her shit.
I would imagine.
He'll say it.
Does he?
Oh yeah.
He'll just say, "I'm tired." Like when he's being serious, like you're on his nerves and you're being dramatic and whatever.
Yeah, he'll be like, "God, Lynn, stop." I'm like, "Stop what? Stop." Yeah.
Don't you tell me to stop.
Yeah.
That makes me want to keep going. If it was you, you wouldn't be stopping. You would say, da, da, da,
yeah. And he'll just shake his head and walk away. Mm. He's not the type to, like, you know.
To want
to
fight.
Yeah. No. He'll just be like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Be like, duh! And that makes me even more mad. Like, get your
fight with me. So what's the last thing that he did that you really got upset with him about? Like, where you were mad at him?
I can't really pinpoint, but if I had to guess, it would be him waking me up because he's coming to bed too late and he knows to sleep in the guest room when I gotta work.
Oh, like, so when he comes to bed and wakes you up, that's
yeah. And it's probably like 10 o'clock. It's not even that late for like the average person, but I go to bed at 8:30, you know?
So you mean if you're asleep already, yeah, he should sleep in the guest room no matter how late it is.
Well, and it doesn't happen a lot, but like last night the Bears played Monday Night Football. So he was up late. He knew better than to come in that room. Cause what I'll do is he says I do this. I don't know if I do this. And I'll like toss and turn like, and I'll just make noises and he'll be like, "Are you okay?" But no, you woke me up. Like,
yeah, Jody does that too.
Yeah.
Like, you're like sleeping.
But Jody doesn't, like, she's such a weird sleeper. If she goes to roll over, she doesn't just roll over. She has to sit completely up in the bed and then roll over the other side. Yeah. It's crazy. It's like a psycho.
So she doesn't roll through the night because she would have to sit all the way up. Or no, she just does that.
If she has to roll, she sits all the way up and then rolls over.
Oh, wow.
Like a dead person that's come back to life out of in a casket. And just like, yeah, like a zombie.
Because I roll all the time, so I can't imagine doing that.
I hope you noticed, though, you said, "Lindsay, when was the last time you got really upset with Kyle?" And she was like, "Well, last night it was Monday Night Football."
Yeah, 8 hours ago. I can't pinpoint it, but last night, no, he did sleep in the guest room last night.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, but if he does wake me up, if he's later, like one night he fell asleep in the chair downstairs, which never happens, but came up, wasn't thinking, was brushing his teeth, like, and I'm like, "Dude, I gotta work."
Oh, yeah.
He's just not used to me having a job early.
But when is the last time he was really mad at you? Was it about the driving in the rich people lane and running up a $500-something bill?
No, he wasn't really. No. It's hard to say because he doesn't really get.
Yeah, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
He seems pretty up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And he was just mad.
Low key kind of.
He was mad but about the $500 thing, but he's just like more like, "Well, that's on you. That's your fault, you know."
Mm-hmm.
That's all you.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're just a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah. 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 No, we go all good the together. Time. We go good together because I'm kind of a psycho and he's not. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Balances it out.
Marks right. out.
Now, if you accidentally overheard his describing your relationship that way to his friends, you'd be freaking out. If he said, "You know, we work because she's a psycho and I'm not."
Yeah. What did you say?
I am, but I don't want to hear you say
it. Right. I can say it. I'm sure he said that before, though.
Yeah, I am too.
Oh, and fun.
He said that to me the first time I met him. He says, "So you've known this psycho a lot longer than I have, haven't you?"
This mother.
Go get him.
Get him.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.